Alrighty, this is the practical get to know the remote bundle session. So you will all need a copy of TerraTerm or other Telnet client. I don't care which one it is. It needs to be able to Telnet. And you will also need to type in some funky stuff and see what we end up with and learn a little bit about the remote bundle and the routers so that next week we can mess around with configuring a topology. The first thing to be aware of is that we have four connections to the remote bundle that can be active at any one time, so you guys will have to organize and take turns so that we've got four connections and four people using them. So we'll try and work that out as we go along.
I think that works perfectly because I think you've got four official students in here.
We only have four.
I'm just the assistant doing the background recording. So there's you and Char and Sabahattin and Mike. That's four.
Only three,
No, I'm not official either.
no, she's not official either. So you two share access to your connection. That'll fix the problem. So you guys can, I don't know, DM each other or something and take turns at configuring and logging into different things if you both want to play. So unofficial students share the remaining connection. Or we'll get one of the other people to
You can go
disconnect and
first.
let you have it.
Carrie, I did not get TerraTerm reconfigured. I had it on my to-do list and it's the not done list. So if one of the others wants to take my spot, that's fine, as I suspect I'm going to have a hell of a time doing this on the Mac.
Is it just me or is Steve buffering badly to everybody else?
It's not just you.
Yes. Yeah,
I thought
he's
it was
breaking
me.
up.
Oh, that ping again.
I wonder what the hell is going on your internet. Okay, all right. Okay, so it looks like you and Monica get to play along and Steve gets to play more next week. All right, everybody, this is a fairly informal session. I want everybody to open up a connection to www.qcat.org. And I would like some of you to go in with the password pod 1, some of you to go in with the password pod 2, and some of you to go in with the password pod 3. So you guys get different sections of pod. So I don't care who does what. And we will, once we're all logged in, I will tell you what we're all doing next. Oh, and for anybody who is using Wintel, if you want TerraTerm to read properly, use NVDA. No messing around with scripts. And you use 7 and 9 to go up and down by lines. So that's kind of nifty.
We don't use a username for the TerraTerm session.
No, it's a password authentication only. Bit like PMWiki.
I'm in.
I'm having a hard time here at the moment. It's still trying to connect. I'm not sure what's going on there. 217-160-24984.
No, you've misspelt something. www.qcat.org should be 202 dot something.
Yeah, give me a second. Let me just figure out what's going on.
I'm on pod 3.
Alrighty, I would like you to take a look at what is currently on your screen. It should be a table without any blindy happy markup. And if you need to see it again, it's slash S.
Yeah, I've got everything that's necessary on this screen. I'm at the CMS.
Excellent. Do you need the IP address, Sabahattin, or?
It's
All right.
connected now. I'm not sure what's going on there.
Okay, so when you connect and authenticate in, you basically get access to one of three pods of equipment. The three pods are called pods because all of the equipment is connected into a little bundle, and basically you have a router, a switch, pardon me, and two workstations. Each of these are in one pod. So we have pod 1, pod 2, and pod 3. Each pod is connected together by a serial cable between the routers. So we have a serial cable that goes from router 1 to router 2, a serial router that goes from router 2 to router 3, and a serial cable that goes from router 3 to router 1. None of these serial cables are configured and active by default. So at this point in time, both of the pods, or three of the pods, are isolated. Does anyone have any questions about the table that they're seeing on the screen at the moment?
What's the meaning of the mold column?
The what column? You might have to actually do a spell on that, because you guys have tied up all the connections. I don't have a serial cable running out to this box at the moment.
Sorry. It's mold. We've got port, name, password, status, mold, buffer, count.
Oh, mode is whether it's in pass-through mode, because you can actually connect like port 1 to port 6 and actually link ports together inside the device, or you can just connect into the ports, or you can have them as output only.
Ah, right, okay.
Alright, everybody cool with the, everybody cool with the table that's on screen? Alrighty. Now, basically what we're dealing with is we're dealing with a number of Cisco routers, and we're dealing with a number of Linux workstations. Now, two of you, I think, are sharing a pod, so one of you is going to have to play with the router, and one of you is going to have to play with one of the workstations. You can't both play with the router at once, because there's only one router per pod, unless one of you wants to play with the router and one of you wants to play to the switch. So what I want everyone to do is to connect to either the router or the switch in their pod by going /C and the number of the port that their router /switch is on. Trick for the people sharing the pod, you both can't connect to the same thing at once. The switch won't let you do it, so... Yeah.
I'm connected to switch one.
Alrighty. Is everybody else connected to something or other?
Router 2.
Router 3.
Alright. Are you connected to something, Monica, as well? Are you playing with switch 3 or something?
No. I never got it to authenticate, so I will catch it next time around and when I'm actually taking the class.
Oh, it's pod 3. POD3 is the password. All in lowercase.
Yeah, I tried that. It wouldn't let me log in. I tried authenticating a couple of different ways. Not sure why.
Ah, change your radio button in TerraTerm so that it says Telnet, and do that first before you forget, and then connect in, because it will default to SSH, and that will bite you.
Ah, thanks.
That's all right. We haven't gone too far, so feel free to drop in and have a look at Switch 2. You're not that far behind yet, and it'll be practice for next time. If you manage to do it this time. Okay, did anybody notice that the first thing it tells you when you connect is an escape character? Connected to yada yada yada, press Control B to go back? Or something like that?
To disconnect, press enter caret B or Control B.
That's correct. If you guys, Sabahattin's probably done this before, but the rest of you who haven't done this before, press Control B and make sure it drops you back to the CMS prompt. Oh, I know. You all think I'm going, like, really, really, really slow and that I'm treating you all like snails. But next week, this will be assumed knowledge.
Yeah, that took me back out.
Alrighty. Now, if you connect back into your... back into the port you were connected in, and I think Up Arrow should do that for you. Mike, you should be able to get back into the switch itself.
Yeah, I'm back into switch one.
Okie dokie. I'll just wait for everybody to be connected into their router or switch and be ready to do something. You're in, okay?
Carrie, I'm authenticated now. Could you please tell me the command again for connecting to the switch?
Absolutely. There is a table on your screen, and you are going to connect to the thing that says switch, and it's /C and the port number in the first column.
12 if you're on pod 3.
Thank you.
And Control B should break you back once you've connected in, and then you should be able to reconnect again, and then you're up to where everybody else is. Now, if you are running a punctuation level of none, it's now time to go and fix it. You need at least most inside of your TerraTerm application for this exercise. or you need the similar configuration for NVDA, so please change it so that your prompt is saying CMS greater, or switch one greater, and we will reconvene once everybody has made that change. JAWS insert 6, settings manager for TerraTerm. You can just do it for the TerraTerm application, and the punctuation level should be in there. NVDA, it's under the menus somewhere. I'm not sure. I'm sure the Mac users here have figured out how to change their punctuation level. If not, I sentence you to 2 hours of listening to the Apple Vizello channel.
Carrie, any idea why my prompt says Canadian bacon pizza?
Yes, that's the host name of the router. And I will show you how to clear it all out in a minute.
Awesome.
That was one that Corey was working on.
And I'd rather beat myself over the head than the 2 hours of the Apple Viz, whatever that thing is, Zello channel.
It is just VLV, you can be doing it in there as well.
Yep. I just found out that such and such an application doesn't work when you double tap on anything. I got a login accessibility complaint.
You don't double tap on things, you tap and hold and then a 2-finger swipe left.
Oh, I wondered what was going on with that.
That's a good day.
I should try Android.
That's, I think, when I turned it off.
Very good.
Now, is everybody back at a router prompt with punctuation that is talking? Are we at that particular point? This punctuation
yes.
is talking because I'm about to teach you all something that's very important. Sabahattin will know what it is, and some of you will have an inkling if you've read Chapter 11. But you should all be hearing a switch 3 greater, a router 3 greater, or something along those lines. One of the other things I usually go through and do, and this is something that you don't have to do at all, but I usually go through my custom dictionary and change the exclamation mark to bang, and the double quote to quote, and the apostrophe to tick, and sort of ASAPIs all of the punctuation so that you can still have your punctuation turned on, but it's not so bothersome. So there's a potential suggestion if you, especially if you're in advanced Linux, because I'll be really harping on about punctuation there.
Kindred spirits.
Alrighty, everybody should be sitting at something with a greater than after it. I would like you all to type enable and press enter. And with luck, you won't be prompted for a password. If you are prompted for a password, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
I've got the number prompt there, so that's good. That one.
Excellent.
Covered.
Let's make sure everybody else gets to their number prompt. Did we notice it's now a number prompt, which is why I was so uppity about the punctuation. This is where punctuation is vitally important.
I guess I did something wrong. Mine asks if I want to configure the initial configuration.
Ah. N
I did enable and got enable to find computer address after a bunch
you may
of...
Have had, no, type enable again. You may have had something else on the line.
Ah, it's working now.
Hurrah! Alright. Once everybody is at a hash prompt, I'll wait until that's happened. But basically what you're doing now is you're into a Cisco device and you are talking to it over its console port, which is basically a funky name for a serial port. And basically what you are doing is giving the router commands, and the router is going to take those commands and it's going to do what you tell it to. The fact that half of you are in America, one of you is in the UK, and I happen to be in Perth, is irrelevant as far as the router is concerned. It doesn't care how far away its input is coming from. It will obey your commands if you give it the right commands, wherever in the world you happen to be, which was the original reason we started up this whole Cavi thing in the first place, was to give blind people meaningful employment prospects, potentially. And we do have a blind person working in Cisco that graduated our academy. Now, actually, we've indirectly got two, but that's neither here nor there. If you are sitting at an enable prompt, I would like you guys to press the question mark key and see what happens. Q will bail you out of the more prompt at the bottom of the screen.
Oh, one of the commands is format file system. Did you guys see that?
It is.
Well, I've got a whole list of commands and help from the help screen and pressed a key and thank goodness exited from all that.
Alrighty, this is known as the context-sensitive help. If you push question mark at the first level, it will show you every command you can do. Once everybody's back at their prompt, I would like them to type show space question mark, but do not press enter.
Wow, that's smart.
Absolutely. It gives you a subset of the show commands. But it gets even better. I'd like people to put in, once they're back at their prompt, so hit Q to bail from your more prompt, show space INT question mark. Or show space INT tab, whichever one you like. There we go. The biscuit is all gone, so we will have no further crunching. And my blood sugar levels will not plummet, so we will all be happy. Did anyone manage to get the tab key to try and complete out the command and show you a list of optional completions? The question mark will show you, the tab will try and complete it out.
Yep, that's cool.
Yep, that's cool.
Did they mention the interactive help system in Chapter 11 at all? I'm trying to remember. I've got to go back and read Chapter 11, I think.
Yeah, they do. They go into quite a bit of detail on it and the various different help levels.
Okay, just making sure. It was... Alright. So, what I want everybody to do is... Are you getting this to behave on yours, Monica, by the way? To a degree?
Yes.
Oh, good. Alright. Now, one of the things I want you guys to do... is
that was me, sorry. Just say that, yeah, because if you type help, it tells you briefly how to do it, but it doesn't mention the tab key, which is sort of weird because it's really useful.
Maybe they ran out of space in the iOS and decided that they didn't have to be as verbose as your emails to the discuss list, Grin.
Well, that's a shame. That's a real shame.
Could you imagine that? Help, page 1 of 904. I mean, people would get to about 6 or 7 and go, no, we're done. But that is an interesting point. So the tab is not actually mentioned in the help system if you type help by itself. So, all right. Now, what I want you guys to do is I want you to execute a show version command. And I would like you to tell me what sort of device you are on. You don't need the part numbers and revision numbers, just a Cisco something, 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 something. So see if you guys can dig that out of the show version output. Please.
I have 2811.
Ah.
2800.
It says a Cisco 2960, I think is what it is. I can't hold down my control key and look at the same time. But it's cool. It shows how many gigabit ports it has and how many the fast ports and such.
Absolutely. And you'll notice that the switch you're working on, Monica, has a series of 10100 ports and it has a couple of gigabit ports which are used for uplink. And I'll explain why that is in a minute. It's a 2960. So did you guys notice that you guys are on routers and you guys are 28 series and Monica is on a switch and she is a 29 series. So the actual nomenclature changes depending on which type of device you have. Alrighty. Now, if we can get back to the prompt by either quitting out of the show... There's one thing right down the bottom of the show version output I want you guys to have a look at, and it's the configuration register. Can anybody tell me what your configuration register is set to? Sabahat, and you're out because you own a Cisco. Anybody else? Because that will be a little bit harder for them to do, relatively speaking.
0x102?
2102 should be what you've got there.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Dippy. Mama. The kid hanging on my arm isn't helping.
I can hear it in the background. There's a mama, mama, ah! I don't think it would enjoy Cisco too much, Green. Okay, has everyone got 2102 as their configuration register?
Yep, and he thinks he's being cute, but he's really...
Yep, no problem.
Okay, now the configuration register is useful because it can be used for doing password recoveries, and we'll be doing a password recovery next week. Just because it's something you should know how to do, especially when you goof up and type in the wrong enable password and then lock yourself out and can't get back in again, or some other student has set some silly enable password and you don't know what it is, which is why the default enable password when you are doing any labs is Cisco, because that's easy, in lowercase, C-I-S-C-O, so... that is what we're going to set the enable passwords to by default, so that we all know what they are. Now, the configuration register is a bit register that contains a whole series of information. One of them is the serial port baud rate, where it expects to load its configuration file from, whether it expects it to load it from NVRAM, TFTP, or other means. I believe you can get help from doing help space config. I think that works in the newer routers, but if it doesn't, do a Google on help on Cisco configuration register and you should get a TAC article coming up as the first Google result. I'll just try that in a second and make sure that does work. Now what I want you guys to do is using the tab key and as little typing as possible, gee, I knew you guys would love this bit, type in erase space startup dash config and see how many keystrokes you can get away with not typing using the tab key for erase startup dash config. And yes, I do want you to erase the startup config.
I did ERA tab START and got it. I could have done it with less, but I actually didn't try.
I did ERA and then a space and star and got it.
Ah, the star? Oh, STAR. I was just about to say if you did asterisk, that probably wouldn't be as cool. My misunderstanding.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, and I want you... No, that's okay. It doesn't really matter if you blew away all the configuration anyway, but... and I want you guys to say yes to that prompt, whether or not to erase the startup configuration. Say yes to that.
Okay, it's dead.
Alrighty. Now, technically it's not dead. You could get it back by copying the running configuration to the startup configuration. It's not until you reload the router that it's dead. So, yes, the startup configuration is no longer in NVRAM, but you do have a version of the running configuration that matches the startup configuration, so you still can get it back until you execute my next command.
So I type reload.
Yep, I want everybody to type reload and have a look at what the router says to them as it comes up. There's a fair bit of text, so I'll sit back and wait for you guys to have a little bit of a listen to what that tells you.
Proceed with reload.
Yes. You guys don't need to read all of that, so feel free to use control to silence the output. Or your key of choice.
This is all fun.
Done, I think.
But isn't it cool that you actually do get to see it all, unlike the post of your computer, which you don't generally get to see?
Totally.
I must say that one of the things that makes me a very happy person is the ability to set up a serial console on a Spark and see every single message that the computer and its open prom and stuff is going to generate. It means I can completely configure a Spark system myself with no sighted assistance whatsoever. Sadly, I am just about to lob most of the Spark systems I own in the bin because they are ancient and not very powerful anymore.
It took us from the number sign back to the greater sign.
It did, and you guys said no to running the initial configuration?
I haven't seen it yet, actually.
It didn't ask you, or is yours still rebooting?
Error opening TFT. Oh no, it's asking me to. It's TFTP 255.255.255. Cisco connect.cfg timed out. Not quite what I expect.
Well,
would I like to terminate auto install?
Yes, you would.
Ah, it's okay, got it. Would you like to enter the initial configuration dialog again?
Yep, so say no to that. Now I want you guys all to enable on your router, run in the enable command and get back to your hash prompt, and then I want you all to type in config space T and get into the global configuration mode.
Gary, what was that last command? Config what?
Config space T or configure space terminal.
Yeah, I finally got there. It was just taking a while to time out and a bunch of stuff. It's working now.
Yeah, I'm up to the config prompt.
Okie dokie. And now what I'd like you all to do is put host name, all one word, space, and your name.
Whoa, snazzy.
Okay, so as you can see, the host name changes, and can we also see that the prompt is host name dash config number, I believe?
Yeah, that's right.
Host name parens config parens hash.
Yep. Just make sure everybody's up to speed with all of that.
I'm there.
Excellent. So as we can see, when we go into different modes, it changes the prompt, and the prompts change, and the prompts tell you where you are in the router so that you have some idea of what mode you are in. Now, once you're at the router config number prompt, I would like you to type end to drop back to the privileged exec mode prompt, which should be your name number if you have done the host name command.
Yep,
I'm there.
Alright, the other command I want you guys to have a quick look at before we finish up the official part of the lecture is show space run or show space running dash config, and it will show you what the current configuration of the device that you are looking at is.
Wow, look at everything you can do with these switches. Our switches at home are nothing like this.
I would say that would be very true. You can basically split them off into VLANs, you can split them off into separate networks, you can set the speed type and duplex of each port, you can set allowed MAC address lists. These are about $2,000 worth of flexible, and the rest. It depends on how much you pay. We didn't pay for these because Cisco donated them, but I think the bill for all of the equipment we got donated, which was most of this stuff and a couple of VoIP bundles and a couple of extra routers, was around about $80K. It wasn't cheap.
Wow.
Okay, that's all right. Anybody got any questions, queries about any of this basic router configuration stuff? Any of you who are not in my Linux course, I would like you to look up the ifconfig command before next week, ifconfig, and the route command before next week. I will be going over these commands, but I would like you guys to have some idea of how the ifconfig and route commands function, because you will need to configure the Linux side of the workstations next week. I will be providing you all with the necessary commands that you will need to configure all of your workstations for next week's exercise. However, if you have some idea of what you're doing beforehand, it will reduce the panic and confusion somewhat.
The interface configure, what was the other function you wanted us to look up?
ifconfig, I as in India Foxtrot config, and route is the Linux command that I want you guys to have a look up. And you can do that in one of two ways. You can either log in to the Linux workstations on the pod by using Cavi, and Cavi is the username and the password. Cavi for the username, Cavi for the password. And type in man space route or man space ifconfig, or you can Google up one of the man pages, and I think there's a site like manpages.de or something that's got all those man pages on it, which is how I look them up when I don't have a Linux box handy.
Okay, that's great. Got it. Made a note of that, and we'll do before the next week.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Enjoy your dinner, and hopefully you got something out of that practical session.
Yeah, quite fun playing with a box a few thousand miles away. Have a great evening, Curry, and all the best to everyone else. See you all next week.
No worries.
Later.
Take it easy, Mike.
Do you guys want to do a little more on these before we shut down? Because we are all still here, and we can certainly play.
I had a question, but I forget what it was. Probably something to do with the messages that I got from the restart. Quite a bit were related to loading from the TFTP server. So does that mean that was part of the fresh config? I've never seen that on my own box. Probably that's by design.
Check your configuration register. What's the configuration register set to on that on the device that you're logged in at the moment?
Configuration register is 0x2102. Yep, seems normal.
Alright, then because you're an eager beaver, have a look in your running config and see why it's trying to pull from the TFTP server.
It'd be really nice if there were a way to dump every possible variable. I've got it now. Let's have a look.
Alright, did you guys want to, the other people remaining, and Sabahattin can get to it in a second, did you guys want me to go through configuring an IP address on the router, because we've still got a little bit of time left, and we don't necessarily have to stop right away, or we can stop now if people would prefer?
I'd enjoy doing it. I don't want to get beyond where Mike is, but this is fascinating to me.
Yeah, this is pretty awesome, I gotta say.
All right. Well, let's put an IP address on the routers and at least have a fiddle around. We'll go through it again next week. But it means that because we may have more contention for the routers next week, if you guys have already done putting the IP addresses on things, I can task that out to the other people who haven't done it, and that will save us a little bit of contention next week. So I want everybody to get into their router, get into the enable mode with the number sign prompt, and I want you guys to get to that point, and then we'll see, make sure everybody's at that point, and then we'll continue on. Oh, I dumped a link in chat for the Cisco configuration register for the 2600. It probably doesn't matter too much, but I did find a link on cisco.com. Writing a wiki article about all of this is on my to-do list. I've got to get myself one of those portable Bluetooth keyboards so I can type crud up on the train on the way home, because that would be nice to be able to type things up and then shovel it into the wiki when I get home.
Sorry, Kerry, what were we supposed to type from enable? My phone rang and I didn't catch it.
Okay, get into the enable mode and put in config space T once you're in enable mode.
Apart from the serial link with an interface, with an address, there's nothing odd about this configuration, so I'm not sure what I saw really.
How does that get set? No, I've seen that myself. It says trying to get cisco.cfg from 255.255.255. It's trying to look for a TFTP server. It's something to do with the web-based configuration foo, and I haven't figured out how to smash that out. So you want to get into global configuration mode.
Okay, yep.
Alrighty. Now, what you guys have got to look at is there's a whole stack of different interface things on your router. What I want you to do is do an interface space and press question mark and have a look at the stacks and stacks and stacks of different options you've got. And then I will tell you which interface you want after you've had a look at that.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. There's a lot of configurability there.
Certainly is. Quite a stack of different interfaces you can have. Now, I think you guys need to go interface space fast Ethernet space 0/0/0, or is it just 0/0? And Monica needs to go interface space VLAN space 0 because she's on a switch.
Yeah, fast 0/0.
One of the routers is actually 0/0/0, just to throw a spanner in the works. I can't remember which one, but one of the routers isn't the same model.
Well, it's a lot of fun anyway.
Okay, is everybody in config-if number mode? Have we managed to find the... Use your tab completion and some guesswork to find the name of your interface. I think the switch is VLAN space 0 or VLAN space 1. I'm not sure which one it is. And the router should be fast Ethernet 0/0 or fast Ethernet 0/0/0. 0/0/0.
Looks like I'm in the config area now. The VLAN 0 is I needed.
Alrighty. Now what I want you guys to do is put in IP space address space and then come up with, 192.168.1.1, 192.168.2.1. Just make sure you don't put the switch and the router on pod 3 on the same IP address. And then space and then a subnet mask. So it's IP space address space the IP address space and then the subnet mask, which will be 255.255.255.0.
What do you want, Monica? I got 1.1 unless you want something, unless you wanted that.
I can do 1.2.
Cool.
Is it IP space address space and then the number? Because I'm getting an invalid input error.
Ah, are you in config-if number? Is that your prompt? Whatever it is, whatever the router's called, config-if number?
No, it says config number.
Ah, so you need to do interface space VLAN space 0, because you're not in interface configuration mode yet.
I tried that command 2 or 3 times, and it keeps giving me invalid input at, and then it's got apostrophe caret, apostrophe marker.
Ah, you do have a space between VLAN and 0?
Yeah.
Okay, try VLAN 1. So up arrow to pull the previous command back and change the 0 to a 1.
Ah, that worked.
Okay, now your IP address magic should work.
I'm there.
All right, you should be able to, and also now put in, now with Cisco routers, the interfaces are shut down by default, so once you've put that command in, type in no space shutdown to turn the interface on.
When I type in my IP address command, it says incomplete command. I'm typing IP space address space 192.168.1.2.
All right. Can any of you students tell Monica what she hasn't put in on the end of her command?
Subnet mask.
There you go.
Okay.
If you didn't have these guys to tell you what you needed to put in, you could have pressed up arrow to pull the command back and then put question mark, and it would have told you what it wanted to put you to put in next.
That's strange. It spewed lug messages into my nice terminal. Oh, just telling me the link is up. I hadn't exited config mode yet. That was out.
Yeah, that's because the no shutdown command takes effect as soon as you execute it. Spewing messages into your nice terminal is either something you're going to have to either redirect somewhere else or get used to, because those messages are important.
Yeah, hopefully it'll work this time, because I've never seen the link state messages before. I guess they've always only appeared on the console. But that would make sense. Shame it doesn't show up in telnet.
It does if you tell it to. But you've got to tell it to show the messages on the virtual terminals. They're not shown on the virtual terminals by default. So, there's something for you to play with between now and next lecture.
Excellent.
I didn't get any spewy messages. I just got my prompt back.
When you did a no shutdown?
Yeah.
Okay, just type in shutdown and take the interface down, and then type no shutdown and bring it back up again, and you'll see the messages.
I did have to wait a little while. I'm not sure what maybe it was negotiation, because it's just printed the a couple of lines telling me how it was negotiated.
Okay, I think I got it.
You'll know
if
you get it.
You did something, because I just saw some lines on my switch.
Yeah, you would have too, because one of the links on the switch would have changed.
Oh, of course, one of the ports on this thing is connected to... is it the same switch that I'm sharing at the moment? Which pods? I'm on pod 2 at the moment.
I'm not sure if somebody else is on your pod or not. I can't remember. I think Monica's on pod 3. But sometimes you can see some odd link changes and stuff.
Okay, I think I'm where I need to be.
Okie dokie. Now, once you have finished playing with the shutdown and no shutdown commands to see the link state commands, make sure your link is in no shutdown state and then type end to drop back to global configuration mode.
Yep, and I get a message about the config was changed from console.
Somebody on my Twitter timeline drinks coffee after 10 o'clock at night and can't figure out why they can't get to sleep. I'm not going to say who it is, but head wall.
I have experienced said head wall.
I think it's very sensible of them.
You know, I should send them a copy of Mindfulness for Beginners. Yeah, I know. Sorcerer of Milk to Training Room 3. Okay, we're all back at router, whatever your router name is, number. And we're ready to try and ping, either ping yourself or, because Sabahattin gets to ping himself, well, his router's IP address. And you, Shah and Monica, can ping each other if they so desire. So whoever put in 1.2 can ping 1.1, and the person who put in 1.1 can ping 1.2.
Actually, she can't, because I never got mine working. That's okay, though.
Oh, well, she'll have to ping 1.1 then. Do you want the commands to get yours working again? I can feed them into chat if that would be useful.
Well, I've got to somehow figure out what my subnet mask would be for the address I chose, which means I need time to go do math.
No, you don't need time to do math, because that's a 192, and the default subnet mask from 192 to 223 is a class C, which is 255.255.255.0.
Oh, thanks.
They don't cover that in Discovery, do they? The default subnet mask, so from 1 to 127 is 255.0.0.0, 128 to 199 is 255.255.0.0, and 192 to 223 is 255.255.255.0.
Our coverage of subnet mask lasted 3 minutes. We barely understood what one was when the class was over. I mean, the chapter does mention what they are, but there's not much discussion of it.
Fair enough. I wonder if I even told this class what the default subnet masks were. Oh, carry file. Well, I'm still recording and I have.
Rate 100%, oh, you do. Et cetera, so. I
oh,
pinged
good.
Me.
Well.
I didn't ping.
Okay, we'll try pinging Monica, because her once her interface comes up, you should be able to ping her.
Shall I grab one of the Linux workstations on this pad and try and get that working, or is it not worth the effort at the moment?
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, go on ifconfig and username cavi, password cavi, sudo su, and the password's cavi. Have at it.
Yep, I'll do it right now.
One of them works, one of them doesn't. You'll figure out by hitting C in one of them, and if you press enter, nothing happens, break back and connect to the other one. And I will fix all of them by next week. Yeah, I think I will do a... I don't know whether I've got enough for a command a day, but I might be able to do an audio boo on a command a week. That could be fun.
Ah, I got it to work.
Hurrah!
No, I can ping the devices themselves, but I can't get packets from one to the other. I'm getting host unreachable again, just like I did in the lab.
Run MII-tool and see either MII-tool or MII-diag and see if the link shows as being up or down on the Linux workstation you're on.
I pinged you, Monica.
I pinged you too. You did a good job.
Aren't we sweet?
Right, well, MII-tool gives operation not permitted. Is it F-tool, the other one you said, or something?
MII-diag should give it to you.
MII-diag, no command. Command not found.
MII-diag?
Yep. Not there, and I'm logged in as root, so I should have SBIN. Let me just check.
Just do a shutdown-r now on the virtual machine. I'd say the switch wasn't up when the machine came up, so the link state's down. So just reboot the Linux workstation, and that will get it for you.
Okay, doing it.